Then the old lady thought that they had better take shelter in the shoe until they could build a new house. So Peter and Strong Arm put a roof to it and cut a door and turned it into a dwelling. Here they all lived happily for many years. But the little old lady never forgot her husband and his sad fate. Strong Arm, who saw how wretched his mother often was about it, proposed to the next 11 brothers that they should go with him and set their father free from the giant. Their mother knew the giant's strength and would not hear for attempt, as she feared they could be killed. But Strong Arm was not afraid. He bought a dozen sharp swords, and Peter made as many strong shields and helmets, as well as crossbows and iron-headed arrows. They were now quite ready. Strong Arm gave the order to march, and they started for the forest. The next day, they came into sight of the giant's castle. Strong Arm, leaving his brother in a wood close by, strode boldly up to the entrance and seized the knocker. The door was opened by a funny little boy with a large head who kept grinning and laughing.